All right, Eagles fans, let's continue our look in to Eagles third-round pick, Isaac Seumalo. I'm Fran Duffy, joined alongside Greg Cosell from NFL Films. And, Greg, the Doug Peterson offense in Kansas City was so heavily focused on the screen game. And whenever you have an offense focused on the screen game, you need offensive linemen that can operate outside of the tackle box. When you get out on the perimeter, yep, you need guys that can be able to react to moving targets outside in space.
Yeah, the term we like to use very often is reactive athleticism or move and strike. And you need guards in particular. We know tackles tend to be more athletic, but you need guards in particular that can get outside the tackle box and can block linebackers, safeties, corners, better athletes than they are, but they need to be able to do that. And Isaac Seumalo, this third-round pick by the Eagles, he's capable of doing this.
Absolutely. So you're going to see here's the left guard, and he's going to release out. This is going to be a little tunnel screen here against the Minnesota Vikings. Watch him strike a moving target on the move. This is impressive here,
Greg. Yeah, tunnel screen, that's to a wide receiver. This is really impressive. And that's just what you have to be able to. Keep in mind, that is a guard blocking a defensive back. So the ability to stay on balance with good body control and to be able to strike on the move, that's a talent for an offensive guard. And Isaac Seumalo has shown the ability to do that. Don't forget, when he played at Oregon State, and he had two different coaches in his years there, but both were pro-style coaches, so he's used to running pro-style concepts.
And it's not easy to keep in mind for a 320-pound offensive lineman to locate a 190-pound defensive back on the run and strike a moving target. Let's take a look here again, the left guard, where we think that they're going to start out Isaac Seumalo on the left side at the guard spot. Here's Jeff Allen. He's going to release out in the space, and you see the spatial awareness here from Allen on the move.
Yeah, and that's so critical, and this is another wide receiver screen, and this is what you need because very often now, not only is it the ability to move and strike, but there's vision involved as well. So you might have an initial target, and because you're dealing with defensive backs, they move quicker than you do. So now vision is required, and there was a two-for-one. That was Jeff Allen. He did a really good job.
And obviously, it also goes back to offensive coordinator Frank Reich, his time in San Diego, where, again, the screen game was a big part of what they did offensively. You're going to see the right guard here release into the flat here for a nice block on the outside.
Yeah, and again, we're making the point, of course, about athleticism and movement. And ultimately, in the NFL, if you want to run the screen game, you have to have guards who can get outside the box, be athletic, move and strike. And Isaac Seumalo, see, the great thing about this is we've seen him do that with his college tape. We don't have to just say, hey, he's got good feet and he's athletic. We figure he can do it. We've seen him do this on tape. And that's so important when you're transitioning players to the NFL. You always feel so much more comfortable when you've seen them do it on their college tape.
The less you have to project, the better off you are in this point in the NFL draft process. For Greg Cosell, I'm Fran Duffy. Stay tuned for more right here. And Isaac Seumalo on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.